Okay, everybody, it's time for another Monday Motivation, your three easy steps to kick weight loss in the ass. Today, we are talking about perfectionism and no BS. And let me just tell you, they don't play well together. So, the very first thing that you got to know about perfectionism and no BS is you need to be asking yourself, what is really needed to do this? And I don't mean what's needed to do this, because this is where perfectionistic brain thinking kicks into high gear. It'll sit around and it'll think that there's like, I gotta like eat all the healthy things. I need to always make sure I'm waiting for hunger. I always have to stop it enough. Perfectionistic thinking has a lot of words in it that are what I just call emotionally inflammatory, and they make you believe that it's all or nothing. So be on the lookout for your dramatic thinking. Like, it's going to take hours and hours to watch all of the lessons. I've got to do everything, or I might as well do nothing. What's the point if I can't do X, Y, and Z? Those are things that you know that you're not really thinking about. What is really needed to do this? I mean, honestly, to lose weight, the only thing that's really needed to do is that each and every day you make an attempt to do a little bit better than the day before. And so if you ate your face off yesterday, then today you make a little attempt to do a little bit better to not eat your face off today. You don't have to overexercise. You don't have to skip meals. You don't have to do all this dramatic thinking. But you do need to challenge yourself a little bit each day, but not in a defeating way. So you want to make sure that you're asking yourself, all right, when I catch myself in black and white thinking, when I catch myself being a perfectionist, when I know in my gut that I'm sitting around thinking about everything I have to do, like, I intellectually understand this is me making this a way bigger deal than I need to. I need to pause, get out a piece of paper, and just honestly write for a few minutes. What's really needed to do this thing? If it is stopping at enough on a Monday, what's really needed, really, 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 really needed from me on Monday, today, knowing what's going on in today's world, to be able to stop it enough? Those are the questions to ask yourself, because what we do when we have perfectionistic thinking is we think about ideal version of us. We think about like, well, what's needed today is there's, I cannot eat past enough or I'll never lose weight. We're using words like never, I can't. We're using a lot of things that build up anxiety. You know what's needed to lose weight today? To just pay attention when you're eating, and the moment that you realize you've had enough, you stop. It's that calm and that simple. We don't need to think about every perfect meal we ever need to have. We don't need to think about that, you know, how, what impact this is going to have on the total weight loss and stuff. We don't need to even worry. Let's say you missed your enough and you catch yourself like, oh no, I've ate past enough. All right. That's all right. I'd rather stop now than to just keep it eating with my perfectionistic thinking like, well, if I blew it, I might as well not even bother. People who lose their weight are not perfect. People who lose their weight understand when little opportunities are staring them in the face, and they take them. They take them in the moment that they doubt. They take them in the moment that their brain wants to scream it won't matter and say to themselves, well, let's just see. I'm willing to bet that it might matter more than I'm willing to eat my fucking face off, knowing that if I just keep eating my fucking face off because I think it won't matter, I already know that shit doesn't work. I've been trying to do that all my life. I have plenty of results that tell me that my fatal flaw is that's not enough. That won't matter. All right. The next thing is perfectionists have to start focusing on the gains. You cannot sit around and only focus on your faults. Perfectionists typically, first and foremost, think about what's wrong with them, why it's going to be hard for them, who they should be. They think about what everybody expects them to be. They do a lot of that cloudy thinking, And what they don't do is a perfectionist will never sit around and tell you, it's like, oh, girl, let me go get my journal. Did you ask me about what all I've done right in the last few weeks? I've been writing that down. Let me go get it. Perfectionists would say, like, no, let me go get my journal, which is a shit show of how I'm not good enough. And then I quit journaling because I got tired of thinking about what a shit show I am. The best way to fall in love with journaling is to not sit there and only write about what's wrong with you. So for perfectionists, you've got to focus on what's called the gains. Perfectionists focus on ideals, who they're supposed to be, what their future self is doing. I like for you to think about what your future self is doing, but not at the expense at your current self. Like, your future self is rooting for you. You cannot sit there and say, like, she's so much better than me. She's not better than you. She's rooting for you. She is sitting there as a product of everything you were willing to solve for her. She doesn't think that you're worse than her. You know what she's thinking? Your future self is like me. When I look back on the version of Corinne that failed so many diets, that tried to attempt to take her life, I was just looking at some pictures of me and Chris when we first started dating. And I looked at him and I said, like, I really appreciate that you were the kind of person that saw me and didn't just see my body. It would have been real easy for you to walk away. And I was sitting there just thinking about my past self. And very often what I realized is that for a long time, I beat my past self up as if she wasn't good enough or something was wrong with her. And then I really realized, holy shit, that was not the case. She was always trying to figure out how to have a better life. She never quit trying. She did the best she could all the fucking time. She had to have so much bravery and so much courage to get started when all she'd ever done is been bullied and beat up for weight loss all her life. And when I started sitting around and thinking about my past self that way, it was so much easier for me to also think about my future self, because my future self was no longer sitting in the ivory tower, living some life, looking down on me like something was wrong with me. When I would go to my future self was rooting for me. She wasn't mad at me for not being perfect. She was patiently waiting because she knew we would arrive. And she wanted it for me. And she was always willing to give me all the advice that I ever wanted when I started talking to her. But I had to talk to her like we were together, not like I was the enemy. I was the failure. I was the lesser one. So one of the things that perfectionists do is they focus way too much on the ideal, who they think they should be. And it's okay to look at the ideal version, but you have to look at it in a way of thinking, and she's that way because of things that I'm willing to do, places I'm willing to start. Other things perfectionists do is they skip successes. They'll lose weight and they'll think, I hope that I can keep that up. They'll do good and think, yeah, but I still got 50 pounds to lose. Someone will compliment them on how they're looking and they'll say, well, I should have already lost 10 more pounds. Perfectionists tend to skip the successes and they don't want to let them land because they're always going for the ideal. Perfectionists also find a ton of fault in the good. When things are working, a perfectionist almost always says, it's still not good enough. There's more I could be doing. But did you know I made this mistake? Perfectionists are always trying to match what they really believe, which is they're never going to be good enough. And so anything that's good is happening, any kind of successes that are happening, they can't let it land because it's like their subconscious is saying, hey, make sure you lower the temperature. You're not allowed to feel good because you're not good enough. Until you reach this, it's a no. So you just have to be very aware of that. It's not going to change overnight, but the one thing you can do is notice when you're doing it. And when you're doing it, you go into the gainer mode. People who focus on the gains, they notice growth. They tell themselves, the reason why I lost weight this week was because I did these things, and that's awesome. Like, I'm getting better at stuff. You don't have to lower the temperature. If someone says, you look good, say, thank you. I've been working very hard. You do not need to sit there and say, thanks, but I still got 20 more pounds to lose. We want to make sure that we're noticing our growth. That is one of the ways to break perfectionistic habits, is to start making yourself. Like, this is what's hilarious. Most of us will say, being a perfectionist is hard. Like, I always feel like shit. I'm always wore out, burning out, doing all the things. And then when I say, well, we're going to notice the growth, we're going to start congratulating ourselves and stuff. Well, that's hard. It's like, yeah, it is, only because you're not used to it. But do you want to avoid doing something that's going to change your life and help you feel better only because it's hard? Or do you want to stay used to never being good enough? Which one do you want? The hard of learning how to appreciate yourself, it feeling fake, it feeling like lip service in the beginning, or the hard of really believing that you're never going to be good enough? Choose your hard. And number three, with perfectionists, you have to stop making your mistakes personal. You have to learn, no matter what you do, that's got to be the option. You cannot sit there and self-loathe. When you self-loathe, when you tell yourself you're not good enough, when you tell yourself this is why you'll never lose weight, when you beat yourself up, that's not leaving any kind of room for learning. And you got to make room for the learning. You also, when you make mistakes, got to switch on the feeling of, I would much rather go into understanding than go into tearing myself apart, making this mean something horrible about me. No more I am thinking. When you make a mistake, you cannot afford to sit there and say things like, and that means I am never going to lose weight. And that means I am broken. I am addicted to sugar. I am not good enough. Listen for your I am statements. When you hear them, go to your journal, write down the ones that you're catching, and then it is your job to debunk them. It is your job to say, I am currently believing that, but I'm also working on believing this too. And go to what you want to believe about yourself. I am capable. I am beginning to change. I am getting better at hearing things. I am doing this work. I am in this for the long haul. I'm also a no BS woman. I sometimes identify as a perfectionist, and I'm learning how to identify as a goal getter. Whatever you need to do, write those things down. It speaks when you write things down to your subconscious. It reminds yourself, your subconscious, that this is real, that we can hold space for both. Because the best way to change is not to like find a thought and then plug in a new one and hope like, well, why doesn't that one just now start coming? Why isn't this new one coming all the time? The majority of us are going to go through our life having conflicting thoughts at times. Sometimes we're beating ourselves up and we catch it and we switch and we pivot. And we just get better and better at the pivoting until one day we notice that our pivot thought is the first thing that our brain offers us. And our old thought tries to come along for the ride for a few minutes. But in the beginning, you got to hear it and then you got to pivot. And then you act upon your pivot until one day you start believing the new things. So feel free to go to the Facebook group and talk about what you learned from this video. Share with us any questions that you have regarding journaling and the think, feel, do cycle. Because when it comes to changing beliefs like being a perfectionist, when it comes to focusing on your gains, when it comes to no longer making mistakes personal, this all starts tapping into your willingness to start writing more than your willingness to believe you're not good at writing. The people I see who change the most are the ones who spend time on paper, unearthing what their brain is thinking. And then from there, writing a new story until their brain finally catches up. All right. We're all going through no BS together. Do not forget, if you want to see the goal-getter gauge explode to unlock fabulous prizes inside of no BS, you need to go to the video pages of the No BS Weight Loss course. There are boxes for you to check that you have watched them. We want to make sure that everybody's checked their boxes this month. We also are tracking your hashtag get it done for everyone who is starting or who never finished No BS, and hashtag repeat for all of you who are big time fans of No BS. Make sure you're using these inside the Facebook group as you talk this month about the No BS Weight Loss course. I will see you in the next video.